Well, hello, ladies and germs. Joker here. I was sent by those delinquent dolts from Watchers in the Bar to thank you for joining them on Patreon. I nearly died laughing when they told me they'd be pitting Batsy not just against little old me, but of every classic and contemporary cartoon, and that they were crazy enough to let their patrons choose for themselves. Normally, I'd object to anyone else taking a swipe at my favorite Belfry resident, but then again, why should I have all the fun? So, welcome to Batman versus Everyone!
A Watchers in the Bar podcast.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to another episode of our Patreon-exclusive podcast, BVE, Batman versus Everyone. We are so excited to be back here with you. We had a lot of life happen to us in the interim since the last episode of this show.
A big heaping steaming cup of life.
Yeah. We've been living it. You know, and most people, when they say that, they're like, I've been living it up. I don't know if we were living it up. We've just been living.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing our best here.
True.
So, you know, each and every month we bring you this Patreon exclusive podcast, which is a one part reaction and one part podcast. So this is the podcast portion. If you want to watch us actually react to the two shows that we'll be talking about in this podcast, you can do so in the link that is included here in this Patreon post. We don't really go too far in depth in those reactions. Mostly just us kind of watching, taking notes.
Yeah.
Those are unedited. So you can just kind of get a feel for what we saw. We cracked some jokes there. But this is where we get into the nitty gritty.
This is where we break it down. This is where we find the truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So this month, the theme was pets. And each and every month, we throw out a bunch of different shows for you, the loyal patrons, to choose the episodes that are the show that we watch. And then we pick an episode that fits the theme. So this month, we are pitting Batman versus the Powerpuff Girls.
The Powerpuff Girls. I didn't hear anything about no Powerpuff Girls.
Hey, why are you showing me these girls?
These girls.
So technically, the Powerpuff Girls came in second in this month's poll.
True.
But because we're a little behind, we are going to be doing another episode very, very soon with the clear winner, which was Boondocks.
Right.
So we will be doing that in the next episode here of the BVE podcast and reaction series. So if you're new to the whole thing, here's how it's going to work. We have a theme, which is pets. All right. So we go through and we decide which of the two episodes adhered best to the theme.
Sure.
We do a quick little recap about each episode. We talk about some things we thought didn't age so well, which is you can keep it.
Yep.
And we thought about things that are still pretty awesome, which is what we call It Still Slaps. Then we give out our honorary CDVAA, the Clint, or CBDVAA.
I'm committed to the bit at this point. Dustin, literally, you can say any number of like words and stuff like that, and like any number of letters, and I'm going to be like, Dustin totally nailed that shit. I know he did.
Yeah. Yeah, the Clancy Brown Distinguished Voice Actor Award.
Yeah, man.
Which is given to the actor or actress that we think is the most interesting, the most exciting, that did the most outstanding job
right.
in the episodes that we watched. So the episodes that we're watching this month are Pet Feud, Season 2, Episode 8. It's the second half of the episode of Powerpuff Girls, because they kind of do one of those, like, kind of like SpongeBob
yeah.
or like Beetlejuice used to do, where it's like a two-part.
Yeah.
You know,
I was looking at some of the episode list, and sometimes I'll have one where it's one story all the way through, but they will occasionally break it up, and this was one of those that had.
That was like a thing in the 90s.
Big time.
I think they were kind of doing a lot of that stuff, and into like the very early 2K era was, you know, like Beetlejuice would do that to us.
Oh
a
my
lot,
God. We had a couple of Two Tree of those back in the dark days of the fucking Beetlejuice. the Beetle, oh, yeah. Beetle Bat.
Yeah.
It was. A good show, then, just not a good. Our show is good. Their show is not. Somehow.
But you can check those out.
Yeah.
They still
exist. I think they're I still think they're a lot of fun and everything like that. But we just didn't have.
And then
much
the
fun
episode there. Of Batman was from the New Batman Adventures from 1998, season 2, episode 5, Animal Act. So we'll start with our contender, our non-Batman show, the guest of honor, if you will.
Sure.
So Morgan, you want to tell us what happened in the Powerpuff Girls episode?
In that Powerpuff Girls.
Pretty simple. Professor invents the perfect pet, and it's Bebo, which is adorable. It's an acronym.
Yes.
For biogenetically engineered experimental bipedal organism. So it's a little tiny puffball with eyeballs and feet named Bebo.
And he can smile and he can frown and he can fucking go meep meep
so
like all that
he's
shit.
He's very cute. Oh, yeah. And he's teeny and he gives them to the girls and he's like, you can only feed him once. Which is a really bad idea.
So stupid.
Well, especially saying it to fucking, like, 5-year-olds or however the fuck old the Powerpuff Girls are. Like, I don't know what their exact ages are, but they seem between, like, around, like...
They're 35, Sean. How could you not know that?
Well, I know that the actors... I know that the actresses who were doing their voices were probably that age when they fucking... Yeah. Tara Strong was probably in her 30s when she was doing this shit. But it was very vague. Very, or, like, kind of vague. Like, it was to the point, but you gotta say it.
We wouldn't have an episode if he'd done the right thing where it's like, you invent this pet, either you only have to feed once. The creator of the pet who births it, they need to feed it and then hand it over to the consumer and say,
exactly,
this thing does not eat.
It doesn't eat. Doesn't need to.
Doesn't need to eat.
It's a gremlin situation.
Yeah.
It is.
So, of course, the girls feed him because he makes little sad eyes at them.
Right.
And, of course, he gets gigantic and then just basically eats the whole town. Until he even eats all the Powerpuff Girls, he eats everybody, and then he just gets sick and explodes into a million different tiny baby Bebos.
Yeah.
And the entire town wants one, and the professor's like, you can have them, just only feed them once.
It works out, because when he blows up into a bunch of tiny little versions of himself, up until that point, I literally thought that we were dealing with, like, it would be like a day that we would remember... nationally, like for all
it
time,
like
Bebo 9/11 is what was going on.
It was 50 million 9/11 stacked on top of each other because he just ate everybody. He ate everybody.
Literally.
Went
like,
out at night eating cars.
He ate a busload. He was just like.
Literally, no, he there's this one scene where Bebo, like, literally cracks open a bus. And like a bunch of milk duds, like fucking like your whatever it is. It's like, blah, 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 blah. You're like, what the fuck is happening? Like your whatever,
the worst candy.
And he's gigantic and he's running around. I mean, the property damage is still there, but the people are fine.
Yeah, fucking Professor Utonium. I mean, like, I guess, like, if you did have like a big national tragedy, but then Professor Utonium fucking fixes it up where you get like a cute little furball guy. As like a little balm, I think that that could.
Sorry about the 9/11.
Sorry about the 9/11.
But that's basically the story. Very simple.
Yeah, right. Very simple. Very to the point. And a lot of fun too. Honestly,
it was really fun. And Bebo is adorable.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like we were finding all of these things that he looks.
He looks like everything. Like apparently there was a cartoon summit back in the 30s or whatever. It's like you got to have like a big hairy nothing monster guy or something like that in your shit, and everybody has one. But he looks like a bunch of people. Namely, Gossamer was the one that we kind of that you guys found
from
that's
Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes, and you know who Gossamer is. You just don't know him as Gossamer because no one.
Yeah,
he's just the big hairy monster thing that wears sneakers.
Yeah, the big like heart shaped like hairy monster.
Right,
guy.
Right. Yeah,
he also
yeah.
like that when he's little, he kind of looks like the Fry Guys from the McDonald's in like the 80s and 90s, or like those.
I don't know. We're old. If you're also old, you'll remember when you were kids in school. Weeples. They were these little pom pom things that you would get as like prizes all the time.
If you sold enough books at
school. Whatever happened to Weeples?
He also looked like he could have been. Whatever happened to whatever happened to him? I don't know.
Get Weeples anymore. They're adorable.
I mean,
they're
like, what was in the Scholastic Bowl thing? I just remember that you would, like, what was it, the whole deal? Like, you read books and then you get points and then you just get more books or just like, or like, was it all this other stuff? Because I think
they were for all different types. I know there was like the reading thing, you get prizes, but like, I feel like we got them anytime we did like a magazine drive or something, prizes, one of the early prizes would be a freaking Weeple. And they were just, they were very, very cute.
Yeah. And he is cute. I mean, like, there was...
a cotton ball with eyeballs.
There was, like, kind of, like, a little bit of a story within here about pet rearing in a certain sense. Like, they even kind of say it. This half of the episode, what was it, literally only, like, 8 minutes long or something like that?
Yeah.
Very, very short. But it did manage to pack in, like, this cool, wily little, weird little tale, but then also have, like, a little, like, it's not, like, hanging its hat, like, in a big thematic crazy way, like an Adventure Time or fucking Steven Universe or anything like that. It's not going crazy dense or anything, but, like, there was that one thing when the Powerpuff Girls were like, they basically got to go fight Bebo in a sense, or have a debate about it and stuff like that. And some, you know, and it's definitely, that was something as far as like having a family pet. Cause I haven't really had a pet of my own since I've been an adult, you know, but like I remember that was sort of like an element where it was always like up for debate, like as to how to deal with a pet problem and stuff. And like somebody would have a very, you know, Dad would have
don't
a very
hit
clear
it. Yeah, you he, don't hit.
Exactly right. Or he'd have a very clear idea, then Mom would have a clear idea, and the kids would have an idea. And that's kind of like what the Powerpuff Girls kind of go through. Because like one
oh, we love him.
Yeah.
And then he ate him.
Bubbles almost got him with the I love you, but then Bebo was hungry still and ate her. But by eating her, that was the straw and he exploded. So maybe it worked.
It was the bubbles, yeah. It was the bubbles that broke the Bebo's back, essentially.
Exactly.
Right there.
Yeah.
Basically, I mean, I remember I was just like a little, it's kind of shocked because like I just for a second I thought he was eating people and they were just dying.
They were just dead.
Yeah.
It was just straight up murder.
That's what I thought was happening. Like... And I was just like, holy fucking shit.
It was horrifying.
Like, yeah, it was wild. Like I was like, it's like, because I think it like there's even like one guy like I can't because. A lot of the times it's sort of just, it's implied, or they're kind of like silhouettes from very far away. Like we said, he does like the, you know, like the fucking Skittles move with the fucking butt or whatever. Or just like, I think there's a point where people literally just like stands in front of a train and lets the whole thing go in.
The whole train just goes straight down his
mouth. Yeah, or whatever. You're like, holy shit, dude.
Train
like,
full of people.
Fucking Bebo pulls like a fucking Invincible and just fucking obliterates like all these families and shit like that.
Attention, Mark.
Oh my
and
gosh.
So like and it's like but then there was like but the, there was like one guy that was like actually like animated within detail, like he had a face, he had whites of his eyes and stuff like that, and he literally just takes him and just like throws him in, like chucks him into his fucking mouth like a fucking bonbon, and I was just like, what the hell is happening, what are you talking about? Like I just wasn't expecting that from this show, given how cute, like, because I know it's like it's a cutesy kind of like action show, but I that took me by surprise, but then they fixed it, like when he blows up and everybody's still alive and stuff like that.
Everyone's
I was just, you know,
fine. They're just so late.
And I guess this is just kind of like a one-off. Like they just like they don't really appear ever again.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's funny because everyone in town has one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, well, and also, I mean, like that kind of it was kind of nice because we've also covered a bunch of other shows like where there has been they've been what much more serialized, and it is fun to just come in and just you get this one little fucking. This little shit, like anyone can pick it up and watch it. You don't got to know shit about shit, really, or anything like that, you know? And so, and we didn't get, who is the, because I would see the show kind of like when my cousins would be watching it and stuff. And like who's the monkey guy that's like the bad dude?
Mojo Jojo.
Mojo Jojo, that's right. Yeah, and we didn't have anything, we didn't have any of like the big villains or whatever it was. Like this was like an express one.
There was
you know?
Him and Mojo Jojo, and I feel like there's another one that I'm missing.
Yeah.
That are the main bad guys.
Main fellas. Well,
I just thought it was like super fun.
Yeah, it was it was dippy and cool. Like you know what I mean? Like it had that one Genndy Tartakovsky. I mean like I think and I know I'm butchering the name. Tell me if you can phonetically spell it out for me in there, but like he is like he's like a modern living legend, like as far as animation and shit like that. And he directed this episode, and you can kind of tell that it's in like really cool. It's in like very assured hands as far as just like having fun, keeping things quick and zippy and everything. And like, I don't know, just like the blocking, like when they first meet Bebo, and he like they both like, you know, he just kind of shows up and he just makes like a little or whatever. And then they all simultaneously do like the little cute face, like where their faces kind of tilt up and like, we love him. And then he starts doing the same face or whatever it is. It's just like those little kind of like interesting stylistic like beats that they kind of, that he just knows how to hit. You know what I mean? That I think was really made this fucking episode kind of sting and everything like that. Well, I mean, like we kind of got the whole gist of it. It's a pretty simple plot. What still slaps about this episode? We talked about some stuff that we liked, but what stood out to y'all with this one?
Mostly with the Powerpuff Girls. Like, I was really noticing the sound design. Like, the little sound effects were just so cute. And they were just, like, it was perfect. And I'm, like, usually in shows, I don't really notice, like, the sound effects so much. But it was, like, very, very much a part of, like, this, because it's very simple animation, but then they'll use a sound to, like,
really, like, sell a moment and everything like that.
Well, like, Bebo, when he got big, all of a sudden he's clomping around, and the clomps were super extra strong. And
right.
Then, like, or just, like, yeah, just little, like, horns and little, like, weird little noises.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I like about Powerpuff Girls is that it's goofy and silly, but it's not, like, sometimes kids shows, you know, I'm looking at you, Beetlejuice, get really punny.
Yeah.
Like, horrendously
There is an entire Powerpuff Girls that's, like, every single Beatles song is the...
I think there might be that something.
Yeah. So they do, sometimes they have that problem. Sure. I mean, everyone was, like, thought it was so clever. But, like, I remember some, like, I watching it and being like, oh, okay, get what they're doing, cool.
But I liked it. I mean, I thought the humor really landed. Like, the part, like, towards the end where, like, the bumbling Mary is like... He's like, you only feed them once. A day? Like, right, no. Right. In a while?
Right. Like, it was just like, this is cute.
He's like, that was like just a funny, like, comedic beat, comedic timing. And it was like
jokes that would land no matter where you put them in. That would land in a movie that was rated PG-13 or R if you did it in the right way or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, and that's kind of the, if you can hit that. Like a good base for, like, you know, like for like where you're kind of getting your chuckles and stuff like that, then I think that the show's in, like, really good hands.
And it's not even topical. It's just kind of like just good comedic.
I think it's just classic. Timeless. Like, yeah. You know what? I figured out where the sound design reminded me of.
A tender crisp chicken sandwich and a sourdough bacon cheeseburger. Chicken Whopper. Two crispy tacos. Dutch apple pie. Oh, and a cherry ice.
Same sounds they use on The Simple Life.
What?
They do.
What are you talking
when,
about?
When, like, when the sound design, when, like, they would, like, tilt their head and it had that little string. They do that on Simple Life, I think. And I'm like, wait, was this around the same time?
And it was. It was.
Or, like, when they
Simple
blink,
Life was, like, what, 2001?
And when they blink, they'll do a little ding, 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 like when they're, ding. And they used to do that on Simple Life all the time.
Okay, right on. Yeah.
Wow, we're going to have to figure that out, because that's some, wow, if Morgan's ears picked that up, I'm going to be so impressed if they're the same
people. Oh, if it's
people.
The same person, it's not going to be the same person.
I mean, you never know. You never know. I mean, like, they had fucking, I mean, like, you think about, like, I mean, MTV had Clone High for a little bit, and that looked very similar to, like, the, to some of the fucking, actually, Clone High, we gotta get Clone High on the roster.
We do. They're fucking, I never watched it, but it's very interesting.
Well, that was one of those ones where it's just, like, that was one of the few times where we were watching it as it was coming out, and it was one of those, it was my version of, like, because I didn't watch Arrested Development, like, or some of those other shows, like, early on, where, and you're just like, why aren't people watching this show? You know what I mean? But that was my kind of little mini version of that. Which is like, it was like one of the funniest shows. And also, that was the first one. What are those fucking Lord and Miller, like the guys that did, like, Lego Movie and were gonna fucking direct Solo but didn't get to, and they did fucking, you know, like, all that.
Oh yeah,
Clone High was their first gig.
Interesting.
Oh,
yeah. So that
kind of,
so it's like,
we gotta
get
that on there.
Yeah. So they, but, and also Clone High is coming back, of course.
Really?
Because it's Paramount Plus. It's like, give me any property that had even a remotely decent, like,
I'm
kind of like legs.
Everybody right now,
they're gonna bring it back.
Do not sleep on Paramount Plus.
There's a lot of great stuff in there.
They're. Real World Homecomings are like, I'm sorry. No, this is like, they're so good.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Hell
and
yeah.
I can't even explain it.
Right,
like,
on.
I was a big real world New Orleans head.
I remember
so good.
New Orleans and Hawaii were like kind of like my, like New Orleans, Hawaii, Las Vegas were like my three big ones, I think. That
I cannot wait till they do. I feel like they're going to do Las Vegas for sure. I hope.
Oh, geez.
So while you guys are talking about reality shows, the sound designer for Powerpuff Girls was a sound designer and editor is Joel Valentine.
Okay.
And so The Simple Life, had a bunch of other people. Nobody really stood out like that.
Okay.
I recognized.
But maybe it was just like kind of like a thing where we're just going to augment these moments in this
well,
way.
Well, because they were doing cartoon shit. Like if you were on doing reality television, Flavor of Love, Simple Life, they were editing it like a cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, they would do the little, like, goofy blink noises.
Like, Animaniacs kind of shit.
Head tilt noises. Very Looney Tunes.
Right.
When they were doing, like, comic shit. So, I bet they were like, oh, for this reality show, we're doing, like, cartoon. Yeah. And this reality TV show is Gravitas.
Right.
So
or something like that.
More like music.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. More like, this is intervention. We don't add bells to when they play.
Oh my God! It's like, Mom, Dad, I'm sorry, I'm back on heroin, or whatever the fuck it is. You're like,
scratch.
So tell me, why did you show up with a six pack of like seltzers and at this 18-year-old's house?
Right.
Are you such a predator? Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Looks like this. You got Chris Hansen comes in and like, looks like this bee boo made a big boo boo or whatever the fuck it was. Or something like that. That'd be so bad over there.
Or if they did like the Dukes of Hazzard voiceover. Well, looks like these girls just got themselves in a pickle.
Yeah. Oh my God. 100%. 100%, dude.
You know. Bebo would get canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Because we can't have anything pure in 2022.
No.
So don't Google him.
Would get canceled?
Because he'd get caught. He'd get caught.
Well, we know of one character coming up in the next fucking episode of the show that's going to get fucking canceled for sure. But, like, I don't know. Bebo, like it was the I did enjoy that they tried to have at least a little tiny bit of a conversation about having a pet. You know what I mean? And like how they're just like, we can't punish him like that. The reason that he's like this is us, you know, or whatever the fuck it is, you know, which is like, even though like, honestly, the big guy that you need, that you got to have some fucking umbrage with is this fucking professor, Utonium, man. Like he's like,
if he knew that this could happen, you can't.
Well, and also he also like literally earlier in the episode of like in the first couple of minutes, he literally like leaves his daughters unattended for so long that they fall asleep on the floor outside of his laboratory.
Yeah.
It's like,
cause he was working so much.
Like how long has this fucking, like how long has this been going on? Like, have you fed them?
Wake up in the morning and our pets are outside the door, like waiting for us.
That is true. That's a pet thing. So maybe they're his pets.
They kind
of
are.
They sort of are, honestly.
Pets need a pet.
Yeah. I mean, there was.
That's why we got a second dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Entertain the first
Khaleesi
dog.
Khaleesi is Gandalf's pet.
There you go.
He doesn't do a very good job of taking care of
him. There you go. So you guys are the Professor Utonium then in this situation.
Yeah.
You set him up and you're like, ah, you guys go take care of it now. It'll be all good. You know what I mean? Like, I liked that element of it and the fact that they could pack it in like relatively quickly, honestly, like, you know, like in
it
a pretty
fun.
Like, yeah. And then like, and then there was also, yeah, like, I don't know, like there was like the whole idea of like, this is something that I would love to see if they could actually expand on it in the rest of the show and let us know in the comments if they actually do. But the idea of playing hide and seek with a couple of siblings who can fly.
It's not fair.
It's awesome. Well, no, I think if everybody can fly, that's fine. You know what I mean?
Great.
Depends on who, but if they're...
Bebo couldn't fly, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's what makes it cool. But, like, but just that idea, I was just like, it was like the fact that, like, you could go, it's like you're hiding, like, in, like, a tree or behind a skyscraper or some shit like that. I'm like,
right?
That could be fucking rad. You know what I mean? Or that's something that, like, I want to see, like, in, like, a movie or something like that, you know? Like, the, but yeah, but so there was a lot of fun ideas kind of rolling around with this thing. Would that it were there anything that you can keep about this episode that you guys didn't dig on so hard? What would you guys say over
there? I was trying to think of something, and I honestly, I just liked all of it. It was all cute. I think
it's wholesome enough that there wasn't anything, aside from, yeah, maybe Utonium's, like, his urge to create for the sake of creating.
Yeah.
Where he created a problematic monster that he allowed to, like, live.
That's the point.
That's kind of his whole thing. Well, he's like, he'd be great in Jurassic Park because he's always asking.
Oh yeah.
He's always asking if he can, not if he should. Yeah, you know what I mean? Type shit. That's his whole deal. You know what I mean? So, like, even though fucking, like, like, I wonder, I mean, Jeff Goldblum, at that point, he was probably too big to be doing fucking voiceover stuff, but that would be, but we would need an Ian Malcolm to come in and to be like, I see that you've, you have the Powerpuff Girls. Like, okay, maybe you shouldn't do that type of stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
also,
like
you know, he really is Vought.
Oh, man.
Oh, he is.
Yes or You is pretty much
from
Vought.
The Boys.
He's like, let's give these children superpowers,
right,
and see what happens.
Yeah.
Let's just fucking do it.
And then, and also, also it's like, and kind of like leaves them kind of in a lurch by themselves and stuff like that. And like weird, like, you know what I mean? Like gone for days at a time and shit. You know what I mean? Like he's going to create all these type of neuroses for these fucking kids and stuff like that. You know,
those Powerpuff Girls could go full Homelander.
Come a couple of Homelanders out over there. Fucking the power.
Maybe Bubbles.
Girls.
Yeah, she's so innocent, but she's too blonde. So
right.
I think if anyone became a proud girl, would be feel like it would be Bubbles.
A power proud girl. No, maybe it's possible. I don't know. Yeah, I do think that. Yeah, there is, that's definitely something. Yeah, that's definitely something that's at play. But it is like, it's so brisk and so zippy, it's hard to come up with something, you know?
Yeah.
And apparently, okay, we were looking it up a little bit. He didn't mean to give them superpowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an accident. It was an accident.
And so now that they exist, he is caring for them because he's like, I did this, so I gotta
take care of them.
He's trying.
Okay. Not doing it. I mean, but when they fall asleep outside of your workplace.
Because he was so worried that they didn't have a pet. That he did that for them, not for him.
I'm sure they don't want a pet. They want breakfast.
Like, no. You know what I mean?
Aww, like, they weren't hungry.
Powerful. You saw that they can get their own food,
I guess,
Sean.
No,
multiple times in this episode, we saw that they can get their own.
Well,
food.
No, but I mean, like, but they want the tender love and care of their fucking, you know, their professor, their father.
Oh, man, you must have had one of those parents that actually were around during your childhood.
I mean, not
that's
really. They were there.
I wouldn't know,
like,
anything about that.
Right.
That's
yeah.
Like a dad. What's that?
What's a dad like?
Oh my
what's
God.
A daddy?
Oh. Right. Yeah.
Like, but like, just like having them. Like my mom was just like gone all the time. So like TV was my parent.
Sure. I mean, well, it was.
And
it was
turned
like,
out great.
And I'm great. Look at me.
It
now.
It was like half and half, where it was like they were both like full time. They were working a bunch and shit like that and everything like that. So it was like, but it was, you know, it was. It was something to go home to, but it was like, I mean, I'll be real, a marriage that never should have been. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, totally. I mean, like, I'm in, like.
The classic millennial experience.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just like, listen, I'm
shout out to my mom who divorced when I was, like, 3.
There you go.
I was spared all the angsty shit.
All that bullshit? So. Yeah, yeah. No.
Shout out to Susan.
There you go. Shout out to Sue all day.
Real modern woman.
Getting the divorce done.
Yeah, just get it out of the way and shit like that. Because
then I got Brugel Boy, who is, like, the actual, like, they actually, like each other.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
All of my weird Catholic friends' parents were just these, like, miserable
fucking
bags of shit.
Husks of fucking
God.
Human beings. Absolutely.
Just,
yeah.
Just staying together for the kids. You're not doing your kids any favors there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, absolutely.
You would go over, like, to your friend's house for dinner, and you'd be like, are they okay? Like,
no.
They haven't said a word to one another in the entire time I've been here.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm like, wait, oh, are they about to get divorced? And like, no, what? That's just how they are. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You know, it's like when they're having like the angry whiskeys versus the fun whiskeys, you know, at dinner.
Yeah.
For sure. Oh, totally. Absolutely. No, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, there wasn't a lot to dislike about it. The only thing that I could think of is I think that the narrator of Powerpuff Girls, there was something about his whole deal. He sounded like, and maybe
he's jealous.
This is just because I came off of COVID, my second bout of COVID, where I really had like a lot of congestion.
He kind of sounds like he was talking like he's got like stuffed up nose like that. And I was like, get your fucking, like, whatever. Like, what?
He's
like
a nerdlinger.
I guess so, but it's just like, get
he's
your.
He's a nerd, Sean.
I was like, listen, just like fucking, like, go blow your fucking nose before you get on the mic again. Like, Tony or whatever the fuck your fucking name is.
No, he's drinking a bunch of milk, he's eating a bunch of cheese, and he's getting on
God,
the microphone.
It's so
weird. Wait, no. Sean's in a, like an 80s like Revenge of the Nerd. I'm gonna go pound that.
No, I didn't even say nerd. You guys said nerd.
Shut
and
up,
said,
nerd.
No. He's probably built like a brick shit. He probably looks like fucking Chris Evans, but he's just like, but just snot just dribbling out of his fucking stupid fucking face while he's in the fucking booth or whatever it is. It was just disgusting. I was just like, what the fuck is happening right now? Like, it was just like,
well, actually, the Powerpuff Girls are actually maybe come over and they have this new pet.
Like, or whatever. It was like, dude, this is gross, and I don't want to be a part of this. Especially when you're in my fucking ear right now and everything like that. But yeah, that was.
Do you know who the narrator is?
Who is it?
SpongeBob.
It's SpongeBob. It's
Tom Kenny.
All right, we'll tell him to fucking wring his ass out and get him some warmer water and shit like that. So
he is a nerdlinger.
He is a nerd.
No, but I mean, like, nerd has nothing to do with it. It does that he's fucking getting this hot ass fucking cold, phlegmy fucking breath in my fucking ear while I'm trying to watch this goddamn cartoon. It was so funny. It was just like, ugh. And that's very much a COVID thing where I'm just like, listen, I don't want to be reminded of, like, you know, being.
Slim.
Yes, of the plumage, you know what I mean? So, like, that was kind of maybe the one hang-up or whatever it is. And it's not even necessarily their fault. I'm sure that shit's it's right at home with everybody, with all the kids that grew up watching that shit. You know, they wouldn't have his fucking voice any other way. That's hilarious.
You're
it's Sponge,
first.
It's SpongeBob for real, though.
Tom Kenny, fired.
Well,
worst voice actor ever.
I'm nominating.
Hey. I don't know, man. At least for the phlegmiverse or whatever, like for the people of adverse to phlegm and shit like that.
Good
yeah.
Old phlegm Kenny.
Take that fucking piece
Sean
of shit to the fucking
like
woodshed.
Flemish.
Nope, hates Flemish.
Flemish people.
So, overall, a really fucking great zippy little episode that I had a lot of goddamn fun. You know, so we got ourselves. That makes us to go on to our mainstay, our main squeeze.
Ooh,
Batman the Animated Series. But this one is the New Adventures of Batman.
Yep.
Not the New Adventures of Batman. Is it New Adventures of Batman and Robin? Because I know that there's like 18 different fucking like slight iterations.
I thought this one was the New Adventures of Batman, but I
right.
Could
no, no,
be,
that's what I'm saying.
There
pretty,
could be a
pretty,
Robin
pretty
on
positive.
There.
Yeah, that's what
this was pretty Robin heavy though.
Yeah, it's very Robin heavy. What's that? What, we got two fucking Robins in it. You know, we got.
I think it's the New Batman Adventures.
Okay, I got you. All right,
the
so
New Batman Adventures.
Yeah, so we're talking about Animal Act, and this one, this one's also relatively simple. Like, it's not too crazy, but like basically it starts out, you know, we got this guy in a trench coat crawling up on this thing. He's trying to steal some technology type stuff or whatever it is. And Batman and Robin are fucking like, you know, they're hanging out, they're scoping the place out and shit. Like, kind of, you know, do it like that's again, that is some stuff that I just want to see in a Batman movie. I hope Matt Reeves is able to do it. Just him like kind of patrolling. You know what I mean? And we kind of got a little bit of that in the movie, a little bit. But it was like as Batman, like up in the, you know, like on the rooftops and everything. But they see this guy, he's starting to steal some stuff, and then Nightwing shows up, and, you know, of course, like, they're kind of sniping at each other and shit like that, him and Bruce are the whole time. They go over, dude's in a trench coat, but it starts running on all fours because he is a gorilla. What's the name of the gorilla again? Peaches?
Peaches.
Yes.
She's a lady.
Oh, it's a gorilla. It's a Peaches is over there.
Peaches
and she.
Peaches.
It's a gorilla.
It's a gorilla. Gorilla. I like that one. But basically just like is stealing some pieces of like kind of like technology or something like that off of the antenna. And is just like, and we just have a great time watching Peaches just
Batman get
bitch slap the shit out of fucking Team Batman. So it was like every time it happened, if you see it on the reaction, like we were just laughing our fucking tits off every time that it happens. Like it's so funny.
It's funny. A monkey punching Batman in the fucking face is never not funny.
Exactly. And I mean, like, and given what we know that they're capable of, like, we're really, it's really lucky that that's all that happened to Batman. Because, because, like, every time that he fights anyone, especially in this universe, you know, he's fighting the Riddler, he's fighting fucking, you know, Harley Quinn, he's fighting Joker, you're like, he'll be fine. if like the prospect of him fighting a fucking primate of any variety is like there, like there's actually some, I feel stakes more than I have in most things. You know what I mean? And so like, so that all happens. They go down, they're like, holy shit. Like, and one of my favorite lines from any of these shows ever, I know that gorilla. Instead by Nightwing. And they roll over and they check him out because he used to, because he's Dick Grayson. He's grown up Dick Grayson. No longer fucking Robin. And he is, he goes back to the old circus that he used to work at with his family when they were the Flying Graysons and shit. And so, and he starts looking around and he sees Peaches. He's in the cage. He hooked and he sees, basically runs into, I don't know. Did they imply that they dated before, or was it just?
No, they knew each other as children.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah. I didn't think so too. But will they imply some other stuff later on for sure? Like, you know what I mean? But he runs into the gorilla's trainer Miranda, and kind of has a talk with her, and you know she's, it gives him a big long fucking tall drink of water, like look up and down too, which is like, it's like, my, you've grown. It's like one of those or something. Like, I don't know if she exactly says that exact line, but it's something very similar.
That's exactly.
Is that exactly what she says? There you go, man.
Yeah, she calls him Dickie.
Everyone's calling him Dickie.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's like, oh yes, I used to play with Dick all the time. You know, absolutely. You know, like, you know, like, come here, let me get my arms around Dick, like, you know, or whatever the fuck it is. Like, they're doing all, they're really putting that forward in this one. But so they kind of like don't really know what to make of it. It kind of comes up to be a dead end. But there's this fucking weird, creepy fucking clown like hanging the fuck out like all over the place with open, like his pants are big. And I know that that's a bit that clowns do.
Yeah.
But just like one look at this guy, it the clown is very. From the jump, you're kind of like,
it's like he's wearing like a teacup with suspenders.
Basically, right. But
as
like
pants.
But I'm just not. I have no confidence that dude isn't just sitting there with his dick out. Like, if you get close enough
he
to him and you can look down.
He pulled out sausages and was wiggling them. He was wiggling sausages.
He was wiggling his sausages.
Came out of his crotch.
Keeping him warm next to the fucking hot clown cock of his over there. Like, you know, because it's very weird. He looks very strange, but you kind of make note of him and then you move on. Another thing, like, you know, like, basically we get to, like, another robbery scene, and they don't know who it is. Of course, we get another, you know, in a long line of guard guys that get knocked out in this fucking, in this show, which has to be in the thousands, right?
It's all of them.
It has to
be.
Every
time.
Like you do not, like, that just makes you think about, like, how everybody, like, they all got a story about getting knocked out in some scheme. That went down in Gotham, right?
Yeah, like the traumatic brain injury rates.
Yeah, do
are
not
gotta be out of control.
Oh, geez, are they like Gotham. NFL players from like the '80s and shit like that?
That's
like,
what I'm saying. It's like, don't let your kid become a security guard in Gotham because you will have holes in his brain by the time he's 52.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, and so like, and so they make their way in, and it's not anyone in a trench coat. It's these two grizzly bears. Big old
and bear
boy.
And they're nude.
Yeah, there was like, I was like, you know.
Why did the gorilla have to wear an outfit and the bears just got to do it nude?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm assuming it's because, like, I mean, you do what you can with what you have. You get a gorilla, you could conceivably find a jacket that a gorilla could wear. Like a 5XL or something like that. But a bear is just, that's just really hard. Maybe a lab coat. They could have been like the lizard from Spider-Man, but bears or something like that. That could
have
been fun. Like, yeah, there we go.
Thought
all
they
right.
were just scientists doing a
Listen,
science.
I've been to Ba Sing Se. I know that bears can wear clothes.
Bears can wear clothes. Oh, no. We get him that, and we get him like the fucking goggles and stuff. We get a couple of like Bearman stocked, like, what was it? Baxter Stockman from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But they're bears.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty fucking slick. I'd be down. You know what I mean? Bearman Stockman or whatever the fuck you call him, maybe. I don't know.
You know, the gorilla was wearing a Raphael's.
Yeah.
He did. Oh, that's absolutely right.
To
yeah.
be a human.
I love that. Goes to talking to Bam. It's like, Cricket, what about Crumpet? You know, or whatever the fuck it is what he says over there. But no, So then they got to fight with the bears and stuff like that. And they kind of figure out a way, like, none of these animals die, thankfully. And like, you know, and again, because coming off of the Powerpuff Girls, where I just thought that we were just
killing
we
everyone.
Were just eating folks, you know what I mean? Like, I was kind of like, yeah. Wait a minute, are we gonna kill like some of these bears? It doesn't happen. They end up subduing them and shit like that, but they basically kind of, again, they're from the circus, so everybody goes back. And Miranda's kind of at a loss for words. She's just like, they got out, but like, I feel like I locked it, but I might not have. I mean, like, and she's kind of starting to like kind of doubt herself as far as if she's actually, you know, actually taking care of this fucking circus and stuff like that. Also, using a lot of whip and a lot of fucking and a lot of force to get these bears back in, which, you know,
she locks these animals in cages and then hits them when they don't do what she wants them to do.
Yeah.
Miranda Cain is an evil. She's an evil woman.
Is she the real villain of this? Of this
yes. Episode? She locks up these animals and then hits them.
Yeah.
When they don't do what she wants.
It's not too great. It's not the best, but we do get our boy fucking Bullock comes in because he's fucking.
Oh, yeah.
He's on the case or whatever it is. And like,
he's very upset about having to do his fucking job, but he does get popcorn.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And then throws the container
and
on the ground.
And then he litters.
Oh, sure.
I mean, that's, Bullock doesn't understand a trash can.
He
is a trash can.
No, when you are a trash can, it's just like, you're just like, I just throw this wherever. It doesn't fucking matter. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. And he's like, even though like that voice actor, I know there's been like a couple of people that have played him over the years, but that one is like the one that they kind of like settled on. Like where he's like, you're the guy. Like, I think he even plays, I think he even reprises his role in, like, the Batman, like, Arkham Asylum video games and stuff like that,
nice.
Which is kind of cool, you know, like, and everything. But he was just, laying it on real thick. He's like, all right, just make sure I don't gotta fuck come back over here, all right, Toots? Like, he's really fucking laying shit like that on really thick.
Oh, yeah, he did call her Toots.
But she's the villain, so we kind of don't feel as bad about it. Yeah, I mean, like, you called her Toots, and maybe that shouldn't have happened, but she was literally just like beating a bear in the face. Like, it's like, why aren't you
like
going into
the
cage?
Yeah.
You know, like, you're just like, come on, man. Like, yeah, so.
And they cart these animals from town to town, all these like little shithole burbs, backwaters, mm-hmm. and they're just like in these little shitty cages full of shit, and you got.
Shitty cages full of shit?
It's a
shitty
nightmare.
Cages made of shit.
It's just a nightmare. What a nightmare life for an animal. And the gorilla is like, my gorilla family lives in a jungle and gets to swing free every day.
Right.
And here I am in America.
Yeah. Well, join the club.
Right. And so, like, after all that shit happens.
And the bears are like, I used to, my family, they live in the freaking mountaintops and they catch raw salmon, live salmon from the streams with their paws.
Right.
And I'm sitting in a cage. In fucking New Jersey.
True.
Pooping in my own bed.
Pooping in my own bed.
Eating.
Just like me.
Dog kibble.
right.
Eating dog kibble.
Well, yeah. I mean, like that. I mean, like, yeah, again, like they just, yeah. I think that it's definitely, yeah. You definitely feel bad for the bears. You feel bad for all the fucking animals in this one set. And then that brings us to the next couple that we got going on, because Miranda's like kind of like, I think she's like a little paranoid. She goes back to just double check on the cages and shit like that. And she sees this fucking piece of shit dick showing clown over here, this fucking, like, the cock clown. I'm gonna start going, fuck the cock, the clock king. We got the cock clown is what I'm calling this guy, who's actually not who he says he is, but shows up, and we find out that the clown that they really, you know, like, they effectively highlighted, you know, because like he just stood out to me, because, you know, you see like, because normally it'd just be like whatever, but they really made a fucking point to like really highlight the clown, because he's over there. He's whispering. He's whispering commands to the bears. He's whispering commands to all the animals, because he is the Mad Hatter. The Mad Hatter is dressed up as a clown. He's hanging out on the fucking. Now, what I want to know is, how long has the Mad Hatter been doing like shows in the circus?
Well, Batman had done research and was like, oh, there were robberies in each of the freaking towns that the circus has been to. So he was there long enough.
Yeah,
to get a job as
so,
a clown,
I mean, so
and
he,
travel around.
You
got to
think about this, though. He's like double dipping. He's making out really good, because he's getting the steady paycheck,
right?
From the circus. Assuming that Miranda pays people, I could definitely see her. She'd be like, "I'll get it. I'll get you back." You know what? At the end
it
of the season,
might just be a like sub minimum wage, but then like you get, we feed you and you can sleep here,
right?
And but it's like whatever the
you can have all the carny sex that you want.
You can have all the freaking I mean, he's getting some strange in each town.
Yeah, man.
Women like clowns. There's a clown thing. There's some, like, he's hanging outside the Hot Topics, getting those gothy girls.
Oh, right.
Girls
like, it was like, oh, sorry, I dropped my copy of Twisted Metal or something like that or whatever.
And, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm the Joker's third cousin.
There you go. Yeah. Right. That's the other thing. It's like, I mean, like, given the amount of, like, attacks that the Joker's actually done, it's kind of amazing that clowns would be a thing at all. Like, that would be, like...
I think that Joker will be pissed when he finds out. He's like, wait, you were doing what? You were fucking clowning? That's my fucking shit.
I'm the clown prince of crime.
That's what I'm saying. I think if either way you sliced it, it would be like, I don't know. It'd be like, it's like atrocity after atrocity. And there's still like clowns like running. Like, they wouldn't be outright like outlawed, but like they would, people would be like, yeah, that's kind of in poor taste. Like, my ex-wife was killed by a fucking clown. You know what I mean? Like, I wonder,
trench coats,
you know?
Were immediately canceled. Like, you couldn't have a trench coat after
Listen,
Columbine.
Clowns are protected in the Second Amendment.
Open
clowning.
Can we
stand your clown.
Stand your clown. Like, can I shove, like, you know, like, can we pile in, like, a bunch of other things that would actually be nice to protect inside of the Second Amendment so that, like, so, like, that, you know, that we could actually figure out a way to protect that, like, that, like, the, you know, the government and our representatives and, like, our Supreme Court would actually, like, improve our quality of life by something that is so salient and unassailable as the fucking Second Amendment apparently is. Or something like that. Maybe we got to figure out on that, you know? Like,
they're just protecting their rights to be clowns.
Oh, jeez. Right.
Yeah, like, clowns up there in up there in DC with these clowns.
Hey, oh my god, there. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, right.
Anybody is an international listener and wants to like
adopt
hire us at your company as on a genius visa, I think, because we can just convince them that we're geniuses.
Sure.
We are.
And that way we can go work in your country. Because we need to get out of here. It's getting scary.
It's getting stupid over here, for sure. Not that it hasn't ever been.
Well, it's been scary.
It's been stupid. It's just getting weird with it now. And just getting very flagrant.
I can't do this anymore.
Speaking of getting weird about it, though, this fucking Mad Hatter has basically figured out a way, like, within his hat, he essentially figures out a way to control animals. Because that was the other thing that I totally forgot about. I forget. The Velociraptor bears that can open doors and that can actually press, like, passcode.
Well, he said that the animals he can control them from far away. That's why he was using animals specifically.
Right.
Yeah.
Human minds, he has to be close up.
Exactly. Yep. Right. And so it's this big whole like kind of like mind control thing that he's got, you know, that he's manipulating people with. Even though we kind of never really see like what the situation is. Because he says like I can see what they see and whatever. And I'm just like, how is that happening? Like, and also like, how is he like hanging out like fighting Batman while he's controlling everybody else, if he can see what they see? It's a little much or whatever, because he essentially has like these little doohickeys that he puts onto like either like the back of somebody's head or something like that, and that's essentially sort of like how he's able to control all the animals and all of the other circus fellas and gals and stuff like that, which it's pretty wild.
But also, he was like using these animals to just steal like little electronics here and there, and I'm like, to make probably more mind control devices.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
To what end, though? What is he using that for?
He's trying to perfect, like, humans.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
He almost got there.
Yeah, he was getting close. So, like, and then once you can do that, then you can be the ultimate, you know, kind of like the ultimate trickster and shit like that that he wants. You know what I mean? Like, just a trickster. You know what I mean? Like, no, but
the ultimate drum technique.
The what? What?
Didn't we show you that video of the
ultimate drum technique where a guy's just like banging away? Like, he has one drumstick, but then okay. So on our way, when we went,
Google it right now.
Well, Google it. Make sure that you're not at work. Make sure that you're not around family. Make sure that you're not like hooked up to the TV or anything like that. But what's it called?
Ultimate Drum Technique.
I think it's called
Ultimate Drum Technique. And you will find, and I watched this while we were road tripping to fucking Indianapolis going to fucking PopCon this last, like earlier in the month or whatever. And it's basically just like one guy, just like with one drumstick. And then also his wang in the other hand, just wailing on this fucking drum set. And it's like, and his wiener. And like, and it's pretty fucking funny. Like, and it's played totally straight. They never, they go through the whole thing. It's like 5 minutes long. Pretty incredible. Yeah. So, you're welcome.
A lot of stamina on that guy.
Ultimate, I don't know if it was ultimate. I don't know what it was. I forget.
Yeah.
Although we should try to put like a little clip, like as to play us out. Is his drumming like a clip of it, yeah, like a 5 second clip or something like that? Would be pretty great. So anyway, so they start to get into it. They break the hat. Everybody shows up: Nightwing, Batman, Robin, everybody, and they kind of like it's kind of them versus all of the mind controlled circus fellas and gals. We get some fun stuff. We get like the fire breather. We get the guy who like is a sword swallower, but as he's walking up, he's pulling the sword out of his throat, like he's keeping it there the whole time, which is pretty incredible. And then there was like, and then we basically just have like kind of this big melee. The fire breather guy sets the hat on fire, and then it kind of like it ends up breaking and shit. And then I don't know. Basically, he tries to escape, and then he tries to open up Peach's cage, where he can be like basically tell like Peach's like, all right, like you're gonna protect me as I try to get out of here. But they finally destroy the hat, and then Peaches pins him to the ground and proceeds to basically peg this guy, like, or at least it looks that way.
She's whacking her,
just railing
it. Her gorilla vajayjay on his back.
She's like, she's Tommy was so having sex with like the small of his back, basically.
She's having a great time.
Yeah. You know. Just pounding it.
She's going
to Pound Town on this guy for sure. Like Peaches Pound Town. The teachers of Peaches over there.
Yeah, she's like sucking on my titties.
Yeah.
Teachers of Peaches, man.
Yeah, man. Oh my God. Oh my God, trying to fuck the pain away over there for sure.
Yes.
Oh my God. And then they basically kind of like, you know, he's been caught. Everybody kind of goes away. And then fucking Dick comes over and goes like, hey, you know, I missed this stuff. And he was like, what are you talking about? Show business, pal. And then they basically end the episode or whatever it is. Kind of it's a fun, kooky, like, and I mean this in the best way, like mess of an episode where it's just like a lot of crazy shit going on. Not that it's messy. Yeah. I don't think that it's a messy story. I think it makes total sense. It's just a crazy, kooky little time. But I know a lot of fun.
An episode of Scooby Doo.
It is that. Scooby-Doo. No, it was kind of, there was a lot of hallmarks about that. I wonder if that was kind of on their minds at all when they were the ghost clown, that bone chilling fucking like fucking little fucking trip that we took.
That guy's the
back
best.
In the day. That's the previous episode where we did Scooby Doo. You can look that up on our like on the backlog. But so what about this episode still slap for you? Traces. What do you got to say?
A monkey punching Batman in the fucking face. I always slap. Bear slapping
literally,
him.
Literally slapped.
Yeah. Literally slapped. Yeah. I was like,
it's never not funny.
It was like, and a couple of them were like really like nice strong like backhands too. Like, wow. Oh, like it was slapped. Really good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I actually enjoyed the voice actress for Miranda.
Yeah.
Which was Jane Wiedlin. Who also played Batman's girlfriend, Gwen, in that episode that we did.
Okay, interesting.
But what's crazy about that is that, like, Jane Wiedlin, lead singer of the Go-Go's. Famously active in PETA.
Oh.
That's funny.
And it's
played. Weird choice for a character.
Maybe she's trying to. She's trying to bring to light, like, you know, the atrocities of it by playing such an irredeemable sack of shit. It's like, yeah. I don't know, but you're absolutely right. I mean, like, you know, like that
how
is
weird.
That is kind of strange. That is kind of wild, but that's fun. That's a nice little fucking detail. I mean, like I think that like one of the biggest things about, I mean, she was fun. I'll never get over the fucking mullet tail. It's, I mean, it's, so, yeah. it's like simultaneously, that like, I mean, so that is something that you can keep and it still slaps. Like, it's both things at the yeah. same time. Like, it might be the first time that we ever had something like that. Because it is like, because it does, you want to know what it reminded me of? Remember when we did 1,000 years ago, Morgan, it was just me and you, and we did the, what was it, the commentary track for the old Tim Curry It.
Oh,
and remember the fucking
gosh.
Remember the fucking the weird skullet ponytail thing that the guy that like the one guy had, and it's so oh. it just it's so maddening but fascinating that it exists and shit like that. That was you know, I'm never not gonna fucking feel like, you know, like feel terrible about that. Also, we get a Yogi and Boo Boo reference in this.
Yeah,
which I thought was kind of cute. And like, I wonder, like, is that just something that like, did they just like, we'll just throw it in there and hopefully we don't get sued or like, or what? I mean, like, you know what I mean? Cause like, I don't think that they're owned by the same people, are they?
They're not, but I think you can say that. I mean,
you can say Yogi and Boo Boo.
Okay.
You don't have to.
He's using it like he's like, it's kind of a derogatory term.
If there was a mouse running by and it's like, watch out for Mickey.
Right.
And it was just a mouse on the screen. I think you can do that.
Okay.
And I don't think the Disney Corporation can like see because I swear
until they find a way
like,
until they
when there's like I know they would if they could, but it's like, no, if like there's like a mouse in something and they're like Mickey or whatever,
yeah,
nobody gets sued because it's like not necessarily Mickey Mouse Mouse.
Yeah,
like
totally.
I feel like you can use the words,
right? Yeah, probably. Yeah, or like you got to say like, or maybe there's like a very thing like where you got to say, you can't say like the something or whatever. You got to make sure that you, it's just, you know, very as vague as you can make it or whatever it is, but still kind of get the joke mm-hmm. to land or whatever. I mean, I think, yeah, I mean, like it was fun. Again, I always enjoyed how razor sharp the relationship between Dick and Bruce like was. Like, even when he shows up, they're just sniping at each other from the get.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, and he like constantly lets him in his apartment, and also like Dick is doing the same thing that Bruce does to Miranda. Like he's like, well, your door was open. It's like, dude, you don't
that's
walk
not
in
the
someone's
point.
House
right,
just
because exactly.
the door is open. But he's been raised by Bruce Wayne,
that's
so
true.
He's like fucking fucked in the
invasive
head
fucking
with boundaries. Yeah, he's this rich weirdo now. Also, like, there's this weird darkness of like, yeah, all of his money comes from Bruce. So, like, Bruce paid for his college. He probably, does he have a real job or is he just vigilante all day? Does he have a trust?
Like, true.
He what?
He's a taking titan.
Yeah, but how do you make money at that? So, Bruce is funding all this shit.
True.
So, he can he really? So, he has this, like, weird thing where it's like, yeah, he snipes at him. But also, like, when you're not financially independent from a parent, like, you still have to deal with their ass.
Oh, yeah,
like,
big time.
He can't just be like, fuck off and never talk to me.
Well, I think like, I don't think that he wants to be a part of Batman. He just kind of resents a lot of things. I think there's just a fair amount of resent there, but it's still like he's like molded him into like, you know, like this is your life, dude. You know what I mean? Which is kind of crazy, you know, a little bit, you know. But like,
I think that's what I love about the character Nightwing is that like it was a really interesting way to keep Robin interesting and let Dick Grayson grow as a character,
right.
And like, Nightwing became a really fascinating character because he's got all of the same bad tendencies of Batman, but he's like aware of it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, he's a very capable, skilled fighter, but he's also like, you know, very, all of the Robins have always been very smart and like good detectives. Like,
yeah.
You know, and they learn a lot of that from Batman. Like all of the few ones that come after him were all like kids that like tracked Batman down, basically. You know, especially like Tim Drake.
Oh, right.
The most like well known to be like a detective. He's like, oh, I found out who you are.
I figured it out, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like, it's like I got two eyeballs. Like, I can see the bottom half of your fucking idiot face. Like, whatever.
Yes, dummies.
Also, at the end of this, they make Tim Drake like shovel shit. And I'm like, of all the people involved in this episode, I'm like, he didn't need to be
Bruce needs to be shoveling that shit.
He needs to be shoveling shit.
Yeah.
Dick Grayson, which I'm sure has shoveled shit as a kid because he grew up in the circus, but he still, like, has lived most of his life post-circus in luxury.
I'm like, Tim Drake's the one who knows how what it is to shovel shit. He grew up on the streets, man, with his dad, who was like a fuck, yeah. like a, he's like a bad guy, right? He was like a kind of a low level
hood.
Generation, yeah.
I think in this one, he was like murdered by like, he was a bad guy, he was murdered by bad guys.
Right.
I think in the animated series. So I'm like, this kid already knows hardship. You don't have to make him work for his fucking keep. I was like, leave him alone.
Yeah, I mean, like, somebody that is like, I don't know, taking the piss out of Batman and kind of giving them like a little something to kind of like, you know, whether, you know, it's like whether it's him or it's Catwoman or somebody that's kind of like giving him the business or whatever. I always enjoy mm-hmm. that or whatever it was. And there's a lot of that here. And so like, and that was definitely a beat that I dug a lot. Were there anything about this episode that you can keep that we didn't like?
I think, I mean, it's just, yeah, I think it's the whole like animal thing where it's like, we're supposed to like Miranda. She's supposed to be a good guy.
Yeah, but she's not.
But like, we're rooting for her. It's like, oh, you're exploiting those animals, but not the right way.
Oh, like, okay. You know what? It's
kind of this weird thing where it's like, oh, the what's his name?
Jarvis.
Jarvis, you're using those animals to your own selfish means to get money. And it's like, well, so are you, Miranda.
Right. Well, you want to know what would have been interesting? It could be an interesting like little update if they ever wanted to do it. So like, it would be interesting if Miranda was the original person that was developing the technology, but she didn't. But she wanted to use it possibly to know,
just to train them
to know what they feel, to find out if they're happy or whatever the fuck it is. You know what I mean? Like that could be like there's a way that you could write that character that I think like could make it work. But that's where like the Mad Hatter comes in, where he wants to take it but he wants to use it for, you know, for evil ends or something like that, and would kind of give them like a little. Yeah. You know, like a little something like that, which I think could be interesting or whatever. Maybe that's like how you could kind of get around it and not have her just be like, just like literally like the sweetest little angel fucking like, you know, baby lion just pummeling it in the face, like until it fucking goes to this,
right?
Until it goes to this other corner of the cage or whatever the fuck she's doing. I mean, like,
she's just whipping. She just hits the animals till they do what she wants. It's not, you don't, not allowed to hit.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, exactly.
Not at that price point.
Right? How about you, D? You got anything over there that you can keep?
Yeah, that's the big one. It is kind of rough to like watch. Like I can't even like train our dogs. Like when people are just like, no, you gotta train dogs. You just gotta really like be the alpha. And I'm like, I can't do it.
Right.
I just like it.
Well, people who hit their dogs are idiots. Like that's
yeah.
not.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you like. Aggressive. Yeah.
But like, no. Yeah, there is that thing where it's like, oh. I feel like we could be more strict with him, but we're not.
Nope.
but you yell and you're like, no, like I'll have like my serious voice, but they don't even like care.
Nah.
Sure.
So I'm like, I don't know. Some dogs, you just, I'm not hitting them. No. I'm not going to hit a fucking dog. So.
You push him with a broom. You just kind of push him where you want him to go.
I'll annoy my dogs into doing what I want. I do have a way to annoy them. I have a noise that I make that Khaleesi hates. That will
hold
make
on,
her
Morgan,
stop.
Morgan, work. Demonstrate, please.
she's pissed.
She's pissed. She's dirty. That's hilarious.
I do that whenever she's like, I don't know, like ready to eat a like dead rat carcass or something. Just I'll like, just make that
it's
noise.
Like, it's like, don't stop doing, don't do that. Don't stop doing, it's like freeze or whatever. That's interesting. All right.
Yeah, and Gandalf doesn't really have one, but like when she was a puppy, I think I was able to get in there early enough and I figured out a noise she hated. Dustin also hates it.
Yeah, I do.
But it works.
If it works, it works.
But it
you
works,
know what I mean? Like,
and
it's
no one
a
gets
temporary
hurt.
Solution for a problem that's
just,
ongoing.
Just get
you know?
Annoyed.
But no.
Just me.
Right.
It just hurts me.
No, I mean, like, yeah, there's a lot of good, there's a lot of a really a lot that I like about this episode. I will say, though, that I think I just got two words as far as the thing that you can keep.
What?
Pant sausage.
Oh, yeah.
Pant sausage. What in the fuck are we doing? I mean, like, I know that they're big. It's like, it's a big bunch of pants because early on in the episode, I can't remember. Is it when Bullock walks up to the car?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
so,
he gets threatened by the clown. with sausages.
As he rightly right. should feel. And
but he's Bullock. I feel like he would have grabbed it and like started.
Right, no, because there's a moment where he walks into the car and hanging out in his big, like, I don't know. It's just like there's such an element of just like, I just feel like this clown in the Hatter would just be like dropping his pants and this little fucking weird fucking like micro penis dick like falls out or whatever. He's like, I didn't mean to drop my pants. It went again. Oh, like, you know, or whatever. There's like a lot of elements of that going on here, it feels like. And like, and then like he Bullock approaches him to the car. He's like, hey, buddy, get the fuck away from my fucking car before I shoot you in your fucking clown face or whatever it is. which is an actual line of dialogue, like with swears and all, you know. But it's like move on. It's like moving on out, dude. And then he just pulls like, I don't know how many links. Like 8, 10?
Yeah.
Like pulls them out of the front of his pants. Like it's coming from nowhere.
It's definitely a dick. It's definitely a dick joke. Like it was basically, here is my long penis.
Yeah, yeah.
Penis. My wiener penis.
My wiener penis. Your weenus.
You know what? No, I have no notes.
I liked it.
Classic joke.
I mean, like, it's just like, I just like the whole, like, it. Well, yeah.
The Joker has never done something that funny.
That's true. That's actually true.
It's like, no, it's like
not a single one of the Joker's zingers to any of the Gotham PD have ever been that funny.
No, that's true. It's like, well, you know that they always told me that if you really want to become the true clown prince of crime, you start storing potted and canned meats around your fucking dick and balls. And what I decided to do, but I said, I'm crazy, but I'm not as crazy as the fucking weirdo Mad Hatter, you know, or
well,
whatever it is.
Because like, you would have to find white sausages, and I'm sorry they don't make
white
them.
White sausages, yeah, that's not, or you'd have to, you, well, you, need, you get you need the sausage and then you paint them.
I guess, but then you can't eat them.
True. But it's not, it's about the gag, it's not about eating those things, you know?
Listen, he's a carny. Living that carny lifestyle, he's eating those sausages later.
Well, I mean, the here thing is, like, they are. It is just a casing. You could peel off the casing, and you'd be able to get at the sausage stuff. And
that's where all the nutrients are in the fucking casing, the fucking intestine part. No.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Where the good shit is.
I don't think
where
the flavor's at.
Yeah.
As somebody who actually eats meat, I don't think that's how that goes, Morgan.
Listen, I got you beat. I'm a clown enthusiast and a sausage enthusiast.
No, that's what I'm saying. So you're good. Yeah, no. You're in like Flint with this one. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, but just the idea, regardless of whether it comes from a clown, if there's any of that stuff, like I want this stuff to be like salty because of how it's been made and cured, not because it's been next to somebody's balls. Okay, that's where my head's at over there. Nick can fucking keep the fucking pant sausage, as far as I'm concerned. But I think that wraps it up on this episode. Now we got to go through a couple of the
wow on Pride Month, Sean.
Wait a minute, we didn't
for
do
real?
We didn't do the voice actor.
No, movie. I was about to get there. I was about to
Oh, sorry.
No, that wraps it up for this episode breakdown and what you can keep and what you and what you can, all that stuff. Now we got to start to do the wrap up. And the first thing that we usually do on the wrap up is the Clancy Brown Distinguished Voice Actor Award. What are we saying for either one of these? Now, and we can pick either one from either show. What are you guys saying over there? What do you guys got?
I think I'm going to give it to Bubbles because it's cute. Her voice is cute, and it's Tara Strong. She does. She also does Batgirl.
Yeah,
Batgirl
but,
has
I know,
also
I've always
has,
enjoyed.
Yeah, she was also Miss Minutes in
Miss
Loki.
Minutes.
Yeah. I've always enjoyed Bubbles' voice. I don't know, cause she's cute.
Into it,
sure.
That's my pick. What about you, Dustin?
I mean, I did like
the Go-Go.
I did like Jane Wedlin, but I'm gonna go. He didn't really say much. I'm going to give it to Frank Welker for
motherfucking hell yes. Dude, Welker got in there, man. Like, it was like, I know
Welker was
like,
in there.
Frank Welker, who, again, if you kids don't know, I mean, like, that dude, if you want, like, impressed, like, maddeningly long, like, rap sheets as far as, like, work.
So insane.
Like, it's like, yeah. I mean, like, what is it? It's like Garfield, Scooby-Doo, Aladdin. Transformers. He was fucking Megatron in Transformers. The Smurfs. And he was in. He did some stuff for Anaconda, the John Voight, like John Voight, Jennifer J Lo movie. Apparently, Dang. Animaniacs, Aladdin, Jimmy Neutron, Inspector Gadget, Lion King, like Tiny Toons, Gremlins, Goofy Movie, Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, Tom and Jerry, Futurama, Toy Story, like Jetsons, Cat in the Hat, Spawn, Shrek. It goes on and on and on and on. It is insane, like that rap sheet that that guy has. He didn't really do shit, but just like, I think it's like Welker's just like one of those guys like, you need some fucking sounds? I got some sounds for you. I got your sounds right here. You know what I mean? He just shows up and fucking gives him gold in the fucking booth, apparently.
It's you don't think about that. Like, yeah, when somebody needs to like go in there and make like weird little squiggle noises.
Yes.
He's like, he's coming in and he's like.
Yeah, no, I mean like, it is, I mean like, it is something, it's sort of like where he can do, you know, like obviously he can do like spoken word shit and everything like that, but he did like kind of create like this little niche where it's like, you need me to give like this kind of like I guess like what would you call it?
Garbled nonsense.
Yeah, like you need a nonsense noise, like but I can give it personality and life and shit like that for like your character that doesn't fucking phonetically speak. I gotcha. I fucking gotcha. Yeah. Like he was
Can you imagine if he was your grandpa?
What's that?
Can you imagine him at like Thanksgiving?
You could. I mean, like
making weird noises.
I mean, like yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, and he is old as fuck. He is a bag of shit, old man. He did. He was in the original Jetsons in 1962.
Oh my
and he's
God,
still alive.
How old is he then?
He's still alive somehow.
Dang.
Which is crazy, but yeah,
he's so like, very old.
Very old. But yeah, I mean, like, it's just like, I would, that's where I was going with that. Once I found out that it was Welker, I was like, oh, fuck, dude, the Welkman. He got in there and fucking got himself another notch. So even though I think Tara Strong is a great one, you know,
he's
and
giving it to the Welks.
Yeah, I think it may be just the legacy one. And the other thing is, though, is it probably he's also been in a bunch of other shit that we've actually already covered. We just didn't.
Oh, mm-hmm. Guaranteed.
We just didn't clock that he was
160 film, television, video game credits.
Yeah. It's insane.
Years
like,
it, old.
It, yeah, it doesn't really stop. I mean, and even it's crazy. Like, he was even in the 2020, like, Scooby Doo, like, computer animated Scooby Doo. And shit like that.
Sure.
It's just nuts. You know what I mean? Like how long he's been kind of working and doing shit in that world. So, all right. So we got that out of the way. I think we get it to the Welks. I think it's the first time, you know, or whatever it is that he gets it over there, I think. But now we got to move on to which episode did we like better? Which was our favorite of the two? What would you guys have to say?
Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
I think I will too.
Because this was like a fine episode of Batman, but it wasn't a great episode.
Yeah.
It was just fun.
There are episodes that I can think of off the top of my head that would have beat this one out, but I think I'm with you. I think I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I would go Powerpuff Girls.
The simplicity, the directness, the ability to which it was able to quickly and kind of snappily kind of communicate its thing and have a lot of fun and shit like that and a lot of style. I think that, yeah, I'd probably say so. Now, which episode adheres to the theme of pets better?
Powerpuff Girls.
And I think the Powerpuff Powerpuff
literally
takes it again.
Literally only about pets.
Yeah, the other ones are co-workers.
Exploited labor.
Right.
They were exploited labor. Not pets.
Yeah, they were pets. And it's about a pet specifically. It's about pet rearing and care and stuff like that.
And the perfect pet.
And like and then at the end of it, literally every single person on screen gets a pet.
Gets one.
Like you
gets
know what I mean?
Pet.
Like so it's like
and they're petting the pets.
Yeah, and like yeah, it's like you it's can't really cute. Get much more pet like, you know, kind of like more pet action like on this thing. So I don't know. I think it takes it as far as it takes it for both. I think it's a better episode overall and I think that it fucking takes it as far as the theme and shit. So, I don't know. Really, really fun one. Very kooky, very weird. Glad to be back here in BVE land, though.
Yes.
Fun.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and we appreciate you guys very much for hanging out with us as we've gone through BVE. We're going to be doing another one very shortly to make up for a little bit of lost time and stuff like that. So, don't worry. The Boondocks are next on the docket. That was the gold medal winner. Yep. We just decided to do an episode on our silver medalist this time around. So that's the one that we're going to be getting to you guys very, very quickly. And then the next one we'll be having for July, which will be coming up here, very, very quickly. We'll get that. We'll get another poll out to you guys. Let us know if there's any other, anything that you guys want us to check out. If there's any cool animation, any stone unturned and stuff like we're always down to hear we're always down to give a gander what you guys think we guys should be taking a look at over here. So make sure to drop those in the comments. We do read all of them and stuff like that. And then you can also get in touch with us in a myriad of different ways, but we figured out at least a little bit more of a direct way to kind of do that.
Streamlined
it just a tiny bit over there. Tell them about it, Dustin.
Harnessing the power of the internet to make things easy. That's what we're doing. Watchinthebar.com. Look at us. Couple of old people with a website.
With a web zone over there.
We have a link tree.
It takes us, at the moment, we're going to be getting ourselves a new website kind of like up and running and shit like that. And it's going to be, you know, like, it's going to be like a pretty simple thing. You know, like, it's not going to be too many crazy bells and whistles or whatever it is. But
your one-stop shop for all things that you want to know about us and find ways to reach us, our YouTube, our Twitter, our Instagram, our TikTok, all those sort of things. That's the place to find
They're
it.
All there.
Super easy to remember. Watchinthebar.com. You know, before we take off, one thing I will kind of note for, I think it was maybe the middle of last season of BVE,
right.
We did Gravity Falls.
Oh, yeah.
And on the recommendation of, you know, of all of y'all. And if you've been following the creator of Gravity Falls on Twitter, it's been amazing.
What's going on?
He's been just going on this like complete scorched earth. He's just been releasing all of his saved correspondence with Practice and Standards of all the stuff that Disney wouldn't
shit.
Let him put in
oh,
the show.
Oh, really?
And it's like every day he just like, just throwing all of it out there and just like, he's like, I have nothing to lose now. The show's over. So
well, it's
I'll
done. And it's like, and I think like it probably has to be like the rights are kind of back, you know, under a certain thing and they can't really touch him for that type of shit anymore.
Yeah. So he's just like, here it is. And just, it's so, so fucking funny.
Oh my God. Just incredible. I got to check him out.
Just going into that, like the, well, this person has a shirt that says this, or this person said bumhole, or, you know, just like, he's like, it's like, who cares? Right. Like, it just, his responses are just so, like, it's like, nope, not changing it. Like, he's so funny.
Also, I mean, and shout out to him. Like, shout out to him kind of sticking up for the animators, too. We're just like, listen, we already animated this shit. We already fucking recorded this shit. Like, I'm not, if you're literally talking about bumhole or whatever it is, he goes like, I'm not worried about that shit because you guys probably, you know, like a couple years back, I watched an episode of Batman the Animated Series where a gorilla fucking pegged the fucking Mad Hatter for fucking 5 minutes as the crescendo to the episode.
I can't, that was in 1998.
I can't get away with this shit. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, so that's what he's fucking doing.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. He's just like, or sometimes he's like, I don't see how any reasonable person could establish that. He's like, I'm not changing. It is so worth reading. Just him just going on like this whole tirade against like, all the Practice and Standards people, because they're just being so overly
concerned
about
certain things.
They're being
straight up bitches is what they're being, man.
Bitches. They're getting, yeah, he's just slapping them like a gorilla slaps Batman.
Oh my God, absolutely. All right, man. Well, we appreciate y'all for hanging out with us on BVE. We're very much looking forward. We're very glad to be back. We're very much looking forward to doing the next couple episodes, getting up new polls and everything like that. So hit us up over there. Hit us up at watchersinthebar.com. That'll take you to the links to any and all ways to get in touch with us over there. We appreciate y'all for hanging out. We'll talk to y'all later.
Bye. Bye.